Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Margaret Lawrence. Okay? Margaret Lawrence's dates are from 1926 to 1987. Now she was a Canadian writer and her novels in general portray strong women striving for self-realization even while being immersed in daily struggle to make a living in a male-dominated world. In general, this is what you'll find in general in her novels. Now, along with being a novelist, she is also a short story writer and at times she also uses a pen name or a pseudonym called Steve Lancaster. Okay, Steve Lancaster, L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, Lancaster. So, exam ke point of view say important hai because they can ask you who uses the pen name of Steve Lancaster. The answer is Margaret Lawrence. Now, little bit more about the childhood of Margaret Lawrence. She was born in 1926, but her mother died when Margaret was just 4 years old. After which, what happened was, her maternal aunt, whose name was Margaret Simpson, she came to take care of the family. And a year later, her maternal aunt married his father, even while Margaret Lawrence was staying with them. Later on, both of them also adopted a son. But after 1 or 2 years, Margaret Lawrence's father also died. So now in her childhood, she only had her maternal aunt who became her stepmother and also the adopted son or the brother of Margaret Lawrence. Now after completing her education, she moved to England and there she married a gentleman who was an engineer. And because of profession related work, both of them also went to Somaliland, which is in Africa, as well as Ghana, that is also in Africa. They have also stayed there for some time. And based on her experiences while she was in Africa with her husband, she wrote few novels. The first novel that she wrote was called This Side Jordan. Okay, This Side Jordan. Now Jordan is also a country. Okay, J-O-R-D-A-N. Jordan. And this novel deals with how old colonials and native Africans suffered through the exchange of power as Ghana became a nation. Okay? After that, she wrote also a volume of short stories called The Tomorrow Tamer. Okay? The Tomorrow Tamer. T-A-M-E-R. Tamer. This came out in 1963. Okay? This is a collection of African stories. After that, she has also written one more work called The Prophet's Camel Bell. Okay? The Prophet's Camel Bell. This came out in 1963. And in this work, she describes her life while she was in Africa. Okay? So these three works, This Side Jordan, uske baad, The Tomorrow Tamer, uske baad, The Prophet's Camel Bell. These three deal with her experiences in Africa and the issues of Africa. Later on, when she got divorced from her husband, she moved back to Canada. And there she wrote three more novels. And those novels are generally woman-centered. ठीक है उनमें से सबसे फेमस जो नॉवल है इनका इट्स कॉल्ड द स्टोन एंजल. ठीक है द स्टोन एंजल दिस केम आउट इन 1964. नाउ दिस इज अबाउट अ एंशिएंट प्रायरी वुमन. ठीक है प्रायरी वुमन हु टेल्स हर लाइफ स्ट्रगल्स. नाउ उससे पहले मैं आपको बता दूं व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ प्रायरी. प्रायरी क्या होता है? पी आर ए आई आर आई ई प्रायरी. सी प्रायरीज आर जस्ट रीजन्स इन कैनेडा एंड यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स ऑफ अमेरिका विच आर वेरी फर्टाइल एंड दे आर फेमस फॉर बीइंग wheat growing regions. So they have a different climate, different landscape. ठीक है बहुत famous है. It is there in geography. If you remember your school level geography, you know this. So this novel, The Stone Angel, is about an ancient priory woman who tells her life struggles. ठीक है After that, another work that is very famous is called The Diviners. ठीक है The Diviners. D-I-V-I-N-E-R-S. Diviners. This came out in 1974. ठीक है Now this novel, The Diviners, is now considered as a classic of Canadian literature. Okay? It also won the Governor General's Literary Award. Okay? In 1974. So this is an award-winning novel. Now along with this, also keep in mind that in many of her novels, Margaret Lawrence sets her stories in a fictitious town. And the name of the town is Manawaka. M-A-N-A-W-A-K-A. Manawaka. Okay, now Manawaka is a fictional town, but it is based on Lawrence's real life hometown of Nipawa. Nipawa is the real name in real life. Okay? And Manawaka is a fictitious town named based on her real life hometown. Okay? And supposedly this fictitious town is located in the Canadian province of Manitoba. Okay, agar aap map dekhoge Canada ka, Manitoba is a province, the way we have Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan in India. These are provinces. Manitoba is also a province in Canada. And in that province, this fictitious town is there, Manavaka. So, exam ke point of view se aapko janna chahiye aur yaad bhi rakhna chahiye that in her novels, this town is always mentioned. Okay, they can ask you in the exam, who sets her stories in the fictitious town of Manavaka? The answer is Margaret Lawrence. Okay? And as I told you that in several of her novels, this fictitious town is there. So, aapko ye bhi janna chahiye that which novels have this setting. One is The Stone Angel. Okay? Uske baad The Diviners. Third, A Zest of God. ठीक है, A Zest of God, इसमें भी है ये मानवाका. उसके बाद है A Bird in the House. ठीक है, A Bird in the House. And then we have one more, it's called The Fire Dwellers. ठीक है, The Fire Dwellers. So about 5 novels are there in which this fictitious town is mentioned. ठीक है, कम से कम आप 2-3 के तो नाम याद रखना ही. ठीक है, The Stone Angel, The Diviners, और उसके बाद A Zest of God. ठीक है, and also remember that the last work is The Diviners. ठीक है, after that she stopped using this fictitious town. Okay? Now after that, let me tell you one more fact. This novel, A Zest of God, okay, this came out in 1966. This novel tells the story of a character called Rachel Cameroon. Okay? Rachel Cameroon. And again, this story is set in Manavaka in the 1960s. Now later on, this novel was adapted into a film. Okay? And the title of the film was Rachel Rachel. ठीक है, जो हीरोइन है उनके नाम पे ही एक फिल्म बनी बेस्ड ऑन द सेम स्टोरी लाइन एज द नॉवल इज. ठीक है, रेचल रेचल. सो एग्जाम के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से ये भी इंपॉर्टेंट है. दे कैन आस्क यू रेचल रेचल इज अ फिल्म बेस्ड ऑन विच नॉवल बाय मार्गरेट लॉरेंस. द आंसर इज अ जेस्ट ऑफ गॉड. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर द इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्क्स बाय मार्गरेट लॉरेंस. After that, the fictitious town that always recurs in her works, which is Manavaka. After that, what is the pen name that she used? The pen name was Steve Lancaster. ठीक है? And in particular, remember two works that she has written. One is The Stone Angel. ठीक है? ये सबसे famous है इनका. After that, The Diviners and A Zest of God. ठीक है? All of these are part of the Manavaka cycle of novels. ठीक है?